I'm walking the dog later than normal. Wow, I'm feeling run down. I've got kind of a weird lump in my throat, which just feels, I don't know, like part of my body's gone to sleep mid-swallow. Because, I don't know, a few hours sleep last night, not much at all, same the night before. And it's been sporadic for the last 6 months. As the lad is about 6 months old this week, I think. So, life obviously doesn't stop. In fact, life went up a gear because of myself wanting to, I guess, not just dabble in working, but work at working. And I think as soon as you make yourself open to the possibilities, as soon as you make yourself accessible and approachable as regards to work in the particular field you want to do, it starts coming. It's strange. Like, I'm throwing the ball, the dog is running, getting the ball, and losing it in the dark, because it's nearly dark. It's like, I did so many things when I was travelling. And when I was travelling, I put it down to, I kept coming across doors of opportunity, rather than just staying still in the same town, doing the same thing day after day and being in a particular routine. There are only so many opportunities. Bearing in mind this is before social networking, or probably only really emailing at the very most. And, you know, unless you get on the pub and you have a conversation with someone in a very noisy bar who can offer you something of an opportunity and vice versa or whatever, life moved pretty slowly. Travelling, though, and this is why I figure travelling was, maybe still is, but who knows, now we have other ways of communicating with the world. Travelling placed me in front of all kinds of possibilities, all kinds of opportunities, as if instead of just travelling along your own ley line, be it a circle if you're stuck in a rut or a routine, you are now intersecting and traversing other people's ley lines, tram lines, whichever, you know, hippie metaphor you want to use. And I found myself in so many incredible adventures that wouldn't normally have happened, and, you know, I have to occasionally dig out the photos and the journals to prove it, because they were pretty incredible. With social networking and with being able to communicate with so many people on an international level. You may be doing video, for example, and you do feel like you're meeting a lot of these people. Seismic was a great window for me before it kind of became impossible almost to find out how to do video conversation on it. God knows what's happened to Seismic. You are finding yourself, without moving, being able to travel into the lives and the conversations of so many people all over the place, and with all of your information and your wants and your needs displayed right there in a profile and on your website, we build and create relationships. My body is having a problem keeping up with it all, though, because I'm not the kind of person to always say no when maybe I should. And I've said it before, if I worked twice as much, I'd probably earn more, because a lot of what I say yes to and do are projects that I'm passionate and keen to get involved in. I think it's really important to work at what you're keen, and we don't always have to strive for a financial reward, providing we've got enough, you know, to put food on the table, etc., etc. This week I have the normal hectic slotted in daddy time, and then I have a big job with e-consultancy. First time I will be running a video for the web course in their offices. New faces, new place, and a brand new course, which, if I'm completely honest, I completely lost when my hard drive failed. I spent a good couple of weeks assembling this course, and then it was destroyed when the hard drive failed, and as I got back from Spain, having not backed it up. I've managed to retrieve the remnants, and I shall be reassembling in time for Wednesday. If anybody's listening from eConsultancy, don't worry. There will be a course. That night as well, on Wednesday, I'll be meeting the crowd of people that I went to LA with to cover E3 and the Xbox conference. Xbox conference? The gaming conference, if only it was just about Xbox, maybe. Xbox very kindly sent me an Xbox recently. Dare I say it's still in the box? I've been that busy. There is a little coming up. I will open it up and experiment and play and blog about gaming, which I haven't done for ages. So, the day after that, I will find myself in the company of, I guess, somebody who really enabled me while I was a child. Somebody that really was an innovator and a creator, probably still is. I need to catch up with what he's doing. But Clive Sinclair, inventor of the C5. Now there is a man before his time. The C5 would be awesome now. Obviously a little bit more souped up, a bit more powerful, with a little bit of range and something that would enable you to be seen by truckers. But electric vehicles, wow, was he before his time. And of course, the squidgy-keyed ZX Spectrum 48K, my first proper computer that I guess was, I don't know whether it was the first forays into geekdom, because I was into CB Inc. before I was into computers and electronics before then, bugging devices and things like that. So I guess without even knowing it, before the word geek existed, it was part of some genetic strand. And then Friday I will be in Nottingham. Hannah Nicklin has invited me to partake in some kind of geo-locating artistic game of Derby. I made that mistake last time. It's actually in Derby. It sounds really interesting. And they'll be blogging and tweeting and stuff from there, no doubt. Just hope I'll have the energy. And the weekend I'm going to do nothing. Somebody's firing a shotgun in the distance. The weekend, I need to recover. I really could do with some sleep. That's probably not going to happen, but just a bit of downtime for the brain. So if anybody's listening to this and I owe you some video, or you're expecting to see a blog go online, I still need to write up my Vodafone experiences. There will be moments in the not too distant future when I can do that. But I'm feeling rough as houses because I haven't stopped. It's like whenever there's a lull in my mentality or my physical ability, I just seem to pump it with caffeine and try and power through. But it soon adds up. Dog walking used to be exercise for me. To a certain extent now, it's the way I relax. My legs are moving. I have absolutely no control over them. We're doing a similar circuit to what we do every day. We did try another circuit, but the field was full of sheep. And I like to throw the ball for the dog. Gives her a few extra kilometres on top of the distance that we're walking. So this is a ramble and a walk, or a ramble and a ramble, because the walk is a bit bumpy and cross-country. So if you're still here listening to these words, either you fast-forwarded to the very end, and to be honest, you haven't really missed anything, or you've listened all the way through. And you obviously either have time on your hands, or you're utilising the wonders of audio the fact that you can do other things and listen at the same time. I do thank people for subscribing to my audio booze by clicking the iTunes button, which appears on my page, which is kind of audioboo.net. I've linked to my page. Audio Boo's website is audioboo.fm. You might be listening to this in iTunes because these files, when that's the wonder of the way Audio Boo works, these MP3 files that are recorded right here on my iPhone as I wander along can be sent out anywhere and everywhere. I do like audio. This has actually taken very little effort, and I feel that I've managed to talk some files into some kind of collated order in my head. And hopefully sharing my ponderings with you. I'm looking forward to listening to everybody else's audio boos the next time I'm on a train, in a car, or maybe doing right what I'm doing now. Walking the dog. Rambling whilst rambling. Speak to you later. Sorry about that. It's about 11 minutes on Gordon Bennett. I do go on sometimes.